Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Big Show on the Fan, 414-799-1250, the phone number, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky, Fiverr, Baby Tausch, Anthony Mandel, intern Mother Plucker with you till 6 o'clock. And Leroy, 27 up, your Seminoles up against Vermont. You starting to sweat over there?
Hey, man, listen. We're going to the Final Four, cuz.
Okay, I'm hoping you don't. I'm hoping you don't.
I told you that knucklehead's a choke. And you know what I did in my bracket? I was like, no. I'm roll the Roy's team. I'm going to go with him, even though I know this dude's a choke. I'm going to go with him for a couple rounds.
Who's a choke?
Leonard Hamilton.
Best thing we ever had there.
That's not saying much about Florida State.
Right. We're a football school.
Yeah, correct. Right.
Yeah, and we suck.
I don't disagree with you.
I was going to say, what was the record this year?
We used to own baseball for years.
Sure.
We used to own swimming, all that stuff.
Gary and I both told you that was a bad hire when they hired that coach for football.
Yeah, but no. We got Hornibrook coming. We got the best quarterback in the world.
What did I just tell you?
You got problems.
The bar said,
when you start recruiting guys that Wisconsin recruiting, you in trouble. You, I don't care what it is. You in trouble.
Hey, 26 and
you,
6.
You're
LeRoy.
No longer.
We never had a left-handed guy.
26
Deion
and 6.
Sanders, Leroy Butler, Terrell Buckley ain't walking through that door. No.
Hey, Leroy, just answer me this.
I'll take Casey Weldon at this point.
Leroy,
answer me this.
Mo.
How many times did Bobby Bowden take a transfer from Wisconsin in his entire tenure?
Didn't need to, Steve.
That's what I'm saying.
That's how bad it's been.
Hey, he going to be a starter. You kidding me?
Hey, man, listen.
Day one.
Y'all are in trouble. That's
listen,
all I know.
It's the Graham
Murray. When does that ever happen? You kidding me? Think about that. That's
when can
good,
you?
Though.
Hey, y'all did it with Russell Wilson.
Right?
What?
Russell Wilson.
Because we Wisconsin. We ain't got no national championship, cuz. We
Wilson,
never played for the national championship.
I never heard of Wisconsin until Russell Wilson got here.
Well,
never heard of him.
Hornibrook
going down to Florida State. I'm getting me a Hornibrook jersey right now to school making it up for me. Isn't that amazing? I don't know what number it is. You might want to wait. He's going to be everything we need.
Oh, my God.
The record speaks for itself.
What if he wears the 6?
Well, you can wear the 6. I'd rather him wear it than some other defensive back to get beat. Every 20 plays.
Nicknamed Toast over
there. Yeah, give it to him.
What's his name? Toast?
Allegedly.
I mean, realistically,
give it to Hornet, bro.
Sending him butter in his mail.
Yes, sir.
He got a nickname down there
yes,
and everything. They love him.
But, I mean, there are no expectations.
Not that think I believe it is butter or whatever it is. Not that stuff.
No margarine. No. Straight butter.
Straight
unsalted.
Butter.
4-pack.
All of it. Steve, that's a good question.
Sorry, Steve.
There are no expectations for Florida State for him, right?
No.
It's not like Hornibrook's going in a program where they expect to go compete for something.
Right, like they expect to go win a national championship with him. No.
So a bowl game and they're happy probably.
Right.
Oh.
Trying to get back.
I'd rather be like the
Badgers.
The Badgers.
That's where they
the
at.
Last,
Florida
since,
State,
many
how
years
far
we had
have they fallen?
Since
I'd rather be like the Badgers he just said.
15 million years ago,
they're
the number one school.
Steve,
you think
Deion
is saying the same
thing? Steve, think about
yes.
But tall. Think about this, though. But think about
We've
this.
Been out of,
Miami ain't Miami no more.
Sure ain't.
Florida State ain't Florida.
Either.
Florida State. Not three of them schools ain't what they used to
be. I would love to be the Badgers.
Never.
NCAA started cleaning things up, and all of a sudden, those teams all of a sudden started falling down the other side.
No, it's just everybody else. Kids are just really need to go where they can get the best platform.
You think about the three schools, they are not what they used to be.
That's all. Go where you can get the best
all
platform.
Florida State fell off. They all fell off about the same time.
When
he already got a degree.
Well, no. Urban Meyer, when he was at Florida, that's when Florida stopped.
When he left.
That was it.
Yeah, when Tebow
left. They haven't gotten him back.
Spurrier and Urban Meyer had him at the top.
Yes.
Yep.
That
then
was
once Bobby Bowden left, and then Jimbo Fisher, he kept it up. And then he left, and now they hired that horrible
coach. I
think
Jimbo started writing on the wall. That's why he left.
No, Jimbo, Jimbo got offered something. Everybody
here
got
fat money, too, at Texas A&M.
Needs to get one big check like that before you leave.
Before you die.
Just one big check that you didn't expect.
Just
get a phone call. Hey, man, look, you want $10 extra million for doing nothing? Sure. So Hornibrook gonna do that for
that
all
money. It's
exactly what
going
it is.
Nowhere. Yep.
Steve, we had a big old, we had like a almost like a big welcoming party.
A what? Yeah, what?
Welcoming.
Okay.
Yeah.
For who?
Hornibrook.
Oh, get out of here, man! You had a welcoming party for the Hornibrook.
Man, we ain't got nobody to throw down the field.
This so is Francois really gone?
Holler at you.
What do you do?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, you do.
Know. No, I don't.
You know everything.
I just care about Hornibrook.
You may not want to talk about it on the radio, but
Leroy,
you know.
Steve Gooden, Francois, see, what do he do?
Don't do that, Steve. Other
see
stuff
what comes
up.
DeAndre Francois?
Yeah. Quarterback for Florida State. Because he blew his knee out last
year. He got hurt in the Alabama game.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, to miss from the team, February 4th.
They kicked him off the team?
Yep, and gone.
Yeah. But in 2 years, though.
They ain't kicked Jameis off.
He was already out the door.
But Jameis did two things.
Allegedly.
His girlfriend put a video on Instagram saying Francois beat her.
Yeah. Oh. See you.
That'll do it. Yeah. That'll do it.
We in the NFL. We get rid of you down there.
Francois has not been charged for the crime, however.
Oh, of course.
Wow.
It's just the optics of it. So now we got the Hornibrook show, and I'm buying his jersey.
Well, what about the young freshman they got that started after Francois left?
That wasn't Francois' first run-in.
Allegedly.
Francois was also involved in a domestic dispute with his pregnant girlfriend in January of 2018.
Oh.
No arrests were made there either, nor were charges filed in that one either.
Oh, he got a record.
It's just allegations. But
yeah, but you can't have it.
Bad optics.
Can't have multiple.
No.
Yeah, you can really get away with
now
one.
You should
same
have
thing.
Zero.
Now, had he did something different, like stole some
crab legs
or something like that, that'd have been different.
Stood up in the cafeteria and yelled something you weren't supposed to yell out.
Yeah, that'd have been different. Mm-hmm.
That was reported wrong. That
but
was
you
misunderstanding.
You can't do the same offense twice like that because then they think you got a problem.
Well, because he was also cited for marijuana in April of 2018. This wasn't a traffic stop. Yeah. Police raided his place.
Oh. That's even worse.
No, this wasn't a traffic stop. He got busted.
This just was like a little
eight
or something.
No.
Yeah, somebody said
you raided his apartment, man.
It was a guy just like Billy.
Billy,
like Snoop Dogg from Half Baked. They didn't get him done until he told. They wouldn't let me hit that thing. I'm telling. That's how he got caught. So, you know how Billy be? He's the bummer. We said that yesterday.
Cigarettes.
It's all the same. That's probably how he got caught. Anyway, they raid your place. Somebody told on you.
Yeah,
and
somebody snitched.
Right, because he didn't get you.
Looking
didn't get none.
Wow.
Yeah, he came over there.
Right,
he didn't want to put in
No,
man, get out of here.
All right, cool.
The police just show up on a college campus.
Damn.
Stop it.
Right?
Early.
You are
209. I just got called a snitch. Okay.
You're the bummer, not the snitch.
Oh, the bummer.
Okay. The bummer.
But
then went and told the cops.
But if J.O. wouldn't have gave you one, you would have went to Gary and said, J.O.'s a bad guy. He didn't even give me one.
Well,
and then that leads into two. Then
right.
three that he's never buying.
Wow. Okay. All right.
4-1.
Allegedly. It's all alleged.
All right. Do we want to talk some Bucks now?
Get there.
Yeah,
I don't know
please.
How
thank
do
you.
It.
This finishing with forward
Lord,
momentum. I mean, we got some kind of momentum going. Matter to you guys. Now, 10 games left in the NBA regular season. It's crazy to think they've already played 72 of these things. 53-19 are the Bucks. Their last 10, though. They come in at 5-5, and Sparky, last night after they lose to the Cavs, that makes two of those five losses against two of the three worst teams in the league. Does finishing this regular season strong, hot, similar to how the Philadelphia 76ers are doing right now,
playing well,
matter to you?
No, I don't really care about it. I'd rather have Giannis be healthy and Middleton be healthy and Bledsoe be healthy going into the playoffs than worry risking those guys in meaningless basketball games down the stretch here. That's how I'm looking at it. I don't worry about the rest of it. Giannis is going to be an MVP player regardless if the Bucks are winning games going into the playoffs or if the Bucks are not. That's what you're going to do. I'd like to have some momentum from Middleton, I guess we could say, right? Wins and losses, I don't really care about that. But because you have so many guys hurt. But for me, if Middleton continues to play well, he was balling last night first quarter. Mm-hmm. It was him against the Cavaliers in the first quarter of that game as he was hitting three after three after three. So back-to-back really good games for Middleton. Bledsoe played fairly well. Maybe not a smart pass at the end of the game to Pat Connaughton, but for the most part, Bledsoe played really well, and he's part of the Milwaukee Basketball Hour tonight with Bill Michaels. Make sure to tune in for that at 6 o'clock. And Steve Novak. But so he's playing well. That's what you want. I want momentum of individual players that I need to score the basketball. I want that going into the postseason. I don't want Middleton in the middle of some horrible six-game funk where he's not scoring the basketball going into the postseason. The wins and losses, don't care about. The individual stuff, that's what I care about more than anything else.
Leroy, your man Cash, 56 in the last two nights. He has 26 and 12 last night against the Cavs. And like Sparky alluded to, started the game 3-of-3 from downtown. Quick 9 points in the first 6 minutes of the game. Does forward momentum matter to you with just 10 games left? Is the Bucks still 2 games up for home court throughout the Eastern Conference playoffs?
Yeah, that's why I was a little surprised to hear that Steve didn't care about the wins and losses, because if they continue to lose, then Toronto, because they really embarrassed OKC to me. That's just, I mean, OKC was a 4 seed, now they're an 8. I mean, these wins and losses down stretch is going to count for seeding, unless you are a team, you're looking at it like Golden State. They don't really care.
Bucks are 2 games up on Toronto currently for the 1 seed.
Yeah, so wins and losses do count then. I mean, because if you lose 4 straight like OKC did, they went from 4th to 8th in a matter just like that. But again, they're probably thinking, hey, if we have to play Golden State, we got to go through them anyway. We got to beat them anyway. The Bucks is concerned, and not just for the MVP race. I don't think about that right now. I don't care that Harden scores 57 and they lose. I don't care about that. I'm just talking about collectively from 0 to 82, who I thought was, think was most valuable for that team. And I think that guy, in my opinion, is Giannis. Now, down the stretch, you hope your stars continue to play, but you're going to see some upsets because some teams are, you know, in this playoff mode. But you see teams like Philly who are starting to gel at the same time. It doesn't really bother me for that much. I mean, you're going to have a bad loss or a good loss. I didn't think it put a lot into that losing to Cleveland. But it also people thinking if you're the number one seed, you should not be losing to these people. Hey, man, at any day, you can get beat. But, Gary, my only problem is the optics of how do you rest guys, because Middleton started to get a little tired down the stretch. And you see that Lopez may get a little tired. How do you get these guys from rest and still be viable enough to win maybe 7 out of these next, you know, 10 games? Because that's what it may take just in case Toronto gets hot. Because Toronto can see, hey, man, we see some daylight here. We're going to ramp it up. See, can we get the number one seed?
And that's another team that's starting to get some more forward momentum.
Yeah.
Is that Toronto team.
And
if you get out of that 2 seed, all intents and purposes, you stay away from Philadelphia in that second round, who is
and you have
getting
to look
warm.
That's a good point. That's a great point. You can see that, who you're going to play type deals. And does it matter to coaches? Yeah. Does it matter to players? It don't. Because you figure you got to go through these people anyway. At the end of the day, you got to go through Philly, Boston, and Toronto. When you play them is up to you. That's why, you know, last night's game, beating L.A. to me made this loss not as bad. Now, if you had lost to L.A. and lost to these guys, okay, that, you know, you pull your hair out a little bit. But by beating L.A., this loss isn't that bad to me.
414-799-1250, does finishing with forward momentum and positive momentum for the Bucks into the playoffs mean anything to you? They lose last night with 8 active, 107-102 in Cleveland to the Cavaliers, who come in just 19-53. We'll hear from Gary Ellerson, hear from you next. And tomorrow we hope to see you out at Element Lounge.
Element.
The big show live from Element Lounge, College Basketball Friday. It's March 22nd. That's tomorrow from 2 to 6. We're going to be hanging out with the Bacardi Babes and you at Element Lounge. $4 Grey Goose, Bacardi and Cazadores. And from somebody that frequents these kinds of places, $4 Grey Goose is something that you're going to want to take advantage of. $2 domestic beers, $3 imports, $5 wing baskets. Element Lounge, Milwaukee's newest spot for all your entertainment needs, whether it's a sports bar, lounge, restaurant or club scene, come hang out with us at Element Lounge and be in your element 2 to 6 tomorrow. Big show live college basketball Friday at Element Lounge, 618 North Water Street in Milwaukee, ELMNT Lounge.com. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, back after this. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250, the phone number. Bucks lose 107-102 last night in Cleveland, 36-33 down in Jacksonville, Florida. Man, Leroy, how sad would that be? Your Florida State Seminoles go down. That's not in Jacksonville. I think this one on the right is in Jacksonville against Auburn.
Jacksonville is a great venue.
It would be even sweeter if that is exactly how it went down.
It would. It'd be amazing.
We're against the Vermont Catamounts. Going up against the Florida State Seminoles. Apparently, it's some kind of mountain lion.
Okay.
Yeah. So, that sounds scary. So you never know. Yeah. They could pull the upset right now.
There's a dude killed one of them, Gary. A mountain lion. He was out like. You know how y'all like go looking for stuff in the forest, I guess.
Sure.
And one was tracking him. He killed it.
Wow.
You hear about that?
No.
He had a big press conference. The guy killed a mountain lion. Was trying. I don't know if it was a full grown one,
or if it was done legally, which is
no. The guy it attacked him, so he had to defend himself.
Oh. Yeah, oh, sweet. Okay, so it was like a real one.
He put them hands on him, cuz.
I watched this one documentary where a dude fought a bear. Up in Alaska, charged around the mountain.
Was that the guy that used to call us and tell us he was going to fight that bear?
No.
Who was his name, Steve?
We never heard back from him.
Mike. Was it Mike?
Yeah, Mike. Yeah, we ain't heard back from Mike.
No, that was last year.
Send us a tweet, man. Let us know you are.
He really
wanted to fight a bear.
Yeah, I don't think he's with us anymore.
Yeah, he is.
I hope so, but
why wouldn't you call back and tell us that you won? I mean,
if you lost, you ain't calling.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, listen, just think about this for a second. If you wrestled a bear and you won, aren't you calling everybody?
Yes.
I'm calling every national sports talk show. I'm calling everybody.
Viral.
Right. And call TMZ, come out here. I'm going to show you this bear I just beat.
And frankly, it would make sense.
In my bare hands. He got a couple scratches on his face.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Yeah.
And none of his family members are going to call us and let us know because they probably told him, like, hey, man, these guys in the big show told me I'm not going to go do it. So
he was sounding like he was serious, but it was funny.
Yeah. He was serious. It was nothing to mess around with. 8 active players last night for the Milwaukee Bucks. Pat Connaughton gives you 34 minutes off the bench and 11 points. One of 4 Bucks in double figures, led by Chris Middleton's 10 of 21 shooting, 4 of 6 from downtown in 37 minutes on the floor. Gary, does finishing with momentum matter to you with the Bucks the last 10 games? They're 5-5, a loss to the Suns, loss to the Cavs, albeit last night dinged up. But with just 10 games left, you feel like the Bucks got to get a roll going?
Here's what we know, and we all know what sports is, and sports is about momentum going into the playoffs. It just is. In every sport that we watch, you hear guys always talk about momentum going to the playoffs. And with the Bucks, it's no different. I guess what Steve's saying about injuries. Steve's scared. He's scared of injuries.
I'm always scared.
Which is
Packers, Bucks, Bruins.
No, which is a legitimate point. How do you, because one before the other, you know, the chicken before the egg. How do you, and I guess you err on the side, I'd rather have all my guys healthy going into it than picking momentum. Because that's what we're doing right now. You're picking, do I want my guys to be healthy or do I want momentum? That's kind of what you're picking. And it's tough to pick, but you've got to have some sort of semblance of momentum going into the playoffs. I think the thing that would save the Milwaukee Bucks if they were the number one seed is that they play, the eighth seed. That's probably going to be Orlando, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And they should beat Orlando, one would think, right? Without momentum?
Yes. That shouldn't be an issue.
And maybe they can gain momentum by beating Orlando, getting to the next phase.
Right now. If it started today,
what does it start today?
The Bucks take the Heat on. Take on the Miami Heat.
Yeah, Heat would be a little bit more difficult.
Heat has presented some issues along the way.
Yeah, that's going to be
the seventh seed. The seventh seed by a game in front of Miami, so they could fall down.
Right.
Is Brooklyn?
Yeah.
And then the Pistons are a game and a half in front of the Heat for the sixth spot right now.
Okay.
But the other thing to look at when we talk about seeding, if they're the one, that means their second round matchup is against the four.
Right.
Okay. which means as of right now it's Indiana. Mm-hmm. But they're only one game up on the Celtics,
right?
Who are not playing all that well mm-hmm. as of late. And they've lost two games in a row. Pacers have lost three straight mm-hmm. coming to this one. If you're the two, you play the three. Mm-hmm. So right now it's Toronto and Philadelphia in the second round.
Right, right.
So if you're Toronto, you want to get the heck out of there.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if Boston ends up with a four, I don't think it really matters for the Bucks because Philly's going to be tough mm-hmm. or Boston's going to be tough.
Right, right.
Either way, it's going to be a tough matchup if you're one or two. Mm-hmm. If Indiana stays in four, mm-hmm. then you definitely want to be one because right. you don't want to deal with Philly if you don't have to.
Right. No. So momentum. I think momentum. I'm going to pick momentum for me is everything going to the playoffs. Always has been. I think always will be. The Bucks just have to err on the side of caution. How they can make all this work. It's not easy.
Trell downtown. Mm-hmm. What's going on, Trell?
Hey, how you gentlemen doing?
Good, man.
What's going on, my brother?
Hey, with these last 10 games, I think the Bucks need to get back to playing to the machine that they've been playing like the whole year. I don't think they should value resting over momentum because this team, even though as well as they've been playing this whole year, and they've been, you know what I'm saying, as far as consistent play, they've been the best team in the league this whole year. But they haven't won a playoff series. I don't want any things that can take away from your confidence or your outlook or the perspective of the team that you've been building all year to start to creep in. And with the injuries that they've had recently, and say they sputter off this next 10 games where they win 4 out of 10, which – I don't see it happening because I haven't seen it happen all year, but just saying for the worst scenario, they win like three or four games, like a 10. That's not a good look going into the playoffs. And even though I think they're going to beat whoever they face in the first round, the series could be way tougher than it has to be. And then you're going to meet a team caliber to you the second round. So I want them to keep playing the way they've been playing. Giannis can get rest when we playing because even though we lost against Cleveland last night, we shouldn't lose to teams like that on a regular basis. You know what I'm saying? So these guys, they're going to have to redeem themselves, and they can rest Giannis a few games out of these next 10. But let's keep going full steam ahead, man. I don't want nothing to take from the momentum, especially when Philly's playing the way they're playing and Toronto started to play the way they're playing. We need to continue to play the way we've been playing all year.
Trell, I mean, don't you think if you took 7 or 8 guys off of a basketball team, that they're probably going to struggle to beat any NBA team in this league on a given night?
I mean,
yeah.
Yes.
Are you talking about last night?
Yeah.
Yes.
I understand that.
Right.
I'm not blaming them for that loss.
Right.
But what I'm saying is if it comes down to resting Giannis for a game or beating this team to continue momentum, I'm playing them.
That's
I'm
gotcha. Okay.
Scared right. towards the end of the year.
All right, appreciate the call.
That way you can get best of both worlds. You put him on what we call a pitch count. He can play so many minutes. But that's Eric Names. Eric Names has said yesterday we had him on, and you can go back and listen to our podcast. Billy, tell them how they can do that.
1057FMTheFan.com, Fan on Demand, brought to you by John Paul's Buick GMC.
And he said that.
Or on the radio.com app, you subscribe to our podcast,
that's
Wendy's Big Show.
Quicker way.
It's even better. It goes right onto your phone every day.
That's how I heard Steve last night, radio.com app.
Thanks for listening.
And he had a great point. Giannis doesn't want to sit. No 25, 6, 7 year old one.
25, 6, 7. Mm-hmm.
So it'll be hard to put him on a pitch count because you could say, okay, here's the momentum, go in there. And he put up 30 points. And then he's sitting there the last 5 minutes to see the game just slip away. So that could be dangerous in itself. But I was a little intrigued by watching. I've never seen that kid, Colin Sexton, play. That kid's good.
Yeah, he is.
He's fast, too. Real downhill.
I was glad to see Brandon Knight, but Colin Sexton is good.
He's
man.
Finally so motivated. It wasn't in the beginning of the year.
It make me think that guard play is going to be an issue, just like we're talking about the NCAA. But that's when you come all the way back to the injury to the president. You think, well, it's hurt them down the stretch and the cohesiveness. But it seems like Pat Connaughton, man, I think he can play 2, 3, or 4. He can do whatever you want. You just need some bodies off the bench that's fresh.
Well,
I just want them to be down the stretch. I agree with Terrell, that momentum.
And Sparky, how about Tony Snell last night, too? I mean, 3 of 11, you were advocating for Snell to be that guy that fills in that starting void.
Well,
they let him
normal,
in there, and that's what goes down.
On a normal night, he's not shooting 11 shots, though. On a normal night, he's shooting 3.
Mm-hmm.
So just remember, I mean, we were talking about this last night on the postgame mm-hmm. show, too, with Middleton. You know, again, Middleton's taking his 20 or so shots. Bledsoe's taking a bunch of shots, and you go, well, Can because the topic last night, I'll ask everybody on this show this right now. Actually, you know what? I can wait. I can ask you after the break. The question, you guys can think about this. The question last night on the postgame show was, how good would this team be if Giannis had an Aaron Rodgers-type injury and couldn't play throughout the course of a season? How good would this team be?
They'd be just like the Packers without Aaron Rodgers.
I disagree. But we can talk about it.
Yeah, we will. We'll answer that question next.
We saw it last night.
We'll talk to Adam McAlvey in about 15 minutes.
Sir, that's not a fair comparison.
As the Brewers announce who their starting five will be, and it does not include one of their more high-priced players in that rotation. We'll talk about that with Adam McAlvey coming up at 2:48. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
It's March. You know what time it is? It's madness, baby! And talk about a winner. Jay Meredith Jewelers Inventory Liquidation Sale. What does liquidation mean? Well, liquidation means really, really inexpensive stuff. You run to stores that have liquidation sales because that means they're just pretty much giving stuff away at almost cost at that point. If you're thinking about popping the big question sooner or even later this year, you have to make a fast break to J. Meredith Jewelers in Delafield right now. They have up to 50 to 70% off the entire inventory in the store. 50 to 70% off. That includes diamond engagement rings. Talk about a clutch pointer. Get a stunning diamond engagement ring. Save a basket full of money and make the girl of your dreams feel like a star. Okay. Maybe you're not ready to make the big leap, but J. Meredith Jewelers has a huge inventory of jewelry that's perfect for any occasions. Diamonds. Diamond earrings, diamond pendants, diamond bracelets, fine gemstone jewelry, and a whole lot more. And get this, we can save you even more money. All you have to do is tell them that you heard this ad on the Big Show on the Fan, and it'll give you even more savings. It's a slam dunk, but hurry. The sale won't last for long. J. Meredith Jewelers Inventory Liquidation Sale. A short drive for big savings in Delafield off Highway 83 near Target.
Sucking on chili dough. Scientist freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap. Got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey, Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks. Let me do what I please. Life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah,
life goes on long after the thrill as living is gone. Walk on. Now this walk
is,
on.
This is John Cougar.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
He was just John Cougar when Jack and Diane apparently came out. So John Mellencamp, John Cougar Mellencamp, John Cougar, whatever you want to say, he's going to be bringing us out of the breaks today.
Is that a
Throwback Thursday brought to you by Master Z's?
Please just turn it up a little bit.
Scratches his head and does his best James Dean.
Best James Dean.
Well, then there and Diane got to run off to city.
This, is it a...
Yes, we had this conversation before. Yeah. Yep. This is Little Diddy.
I thought it was like Little Dicky.
No.
It ain't Little Dicky.
No, Little Dicky is a rapper. Yeah, he is a good rapper. Yep.
Yeah.
You should say Little Dicky.
Chris Brown.
Yeah, I thought we should have Little Dicky. That sounds Little Diddy. But that's like P. Diddy, though, Leroy.
Yeah.
Okay.
P. Diddy the man.
Yeah, well, he's got a lot of money. He's got a lot more money than I do. I can tell you that much.
Let's get back. So Steve is going to tell me, throw it out.
Yeah, no, so, Steve's going to ask us a question.
We brought it up last night on the postgame show was how good would this team be if Giannis were to sustain some type of weird injury like Roger did where he misses most of the year unexpectedly and you have what you have on your roster at that point playing with what you have. I disagree with the whole, they'd be awful like the Packers were. Remember the first time Rodgers had that collarbone injury, everybody thought the Packers would be fine because Ted Thompson's roster is great, and in Ted we trust.
They'd be 500.
Right, in Ted we trust. Oh, we're fine. We got a stacked roster. It'll be fine. They didn't win a game for like a month and a half, and then they tied a game.
So they won all those games before.
Right, and they were awful. Mm-hmm. And then he breaks it again. You're thinking, well, this time maybe we'll be in better position because we've won through it once, and it really wasn't all that much different. So for me, I think you've seen – if something were to happen to Giannis in, like, say, December, let's say, right? November, December, now he's gone for the rest of the year. I think this team could still win 45 games, 43.
Well, he's not the MVP.
45 games, something like that. Because you know what I think changes, Leroy?
What?
And this is, if I'm Middleton's agent, I use the last couple of nights, my advantage. If I'm Middleton, Middleton's going to start taking 20, 23 shots like he's been taking the last couple of nights. And he's going to average more than 20 points a night. He's probably going to average 23,
oh, I know, Steve,
24 man. Points a night. Bledsoe's going to take more shots. He's going to score more than he's averaging right now. He'll score 20 a night. Brogdon, he'll score more too because those three guys would pick it up. The offense would change a little bit, obviously, without Giannis. But I think they have enough offensive firepower to overcome that. But I think defensively is where you would really get hurt losing Giannis' length and athleticism in what he provides. Well, on the defensive side, that's where it would really hurt you. But offensively, I think Bledsoe, Middleton, and Brogdon would be good enough to kind of pick up the slack a little. Not to go to the NBA Finals, no. But to be over a 500 team B&B in the playoffs.
Yeah, no, you're disillusioned because what will happen is now who can I double team? And who's not getting those shots that they used to get?
I don't think there would be a guy to double team.
Well, you would have to. I mean, you can take away anybody they, you know.
No, I know, but you know I do mean? Think there's that much of a huge difference between, say, Middleton and Bledsoe where you're going to choose one?
You could.
Really? I mean,
if you go into a game, you know, who do I want to double team? Who do I want to take away?
Right.
And you can do that to any one of these guys. The guys that you have in Middleton and Bledsoe, the reason why they're so good, the reason why Bledsoe took less money because he's playing with Giannis.
For sure.
It opens everything up. Now he no longer gets those free looks. He no longer gets those shots.
Correct. He's got to work.
All these guys, Middleton plays off of Giannis. Yep. Those guys, now you're asking these guys, and the NBA is so watered down. I don't doubt maybe they can get 40 games because the NBA is so watered down right now.
500 gets you in the playoffs in the East.
But what shows you that they can't do it is when you play the 76ers and Giannis gives you 52 and there's nobody to be heard from.
Yep, that's true.
So it's more for you that the sporting cast with Giannis doesn't appear to be good enough.
And it's a lot like what Eric Name said to us yesterday. I said, well, don't you think it's only just Brogdon? I mean, can they? Then he goes, hey, dude, man, look what Brogdon did. And this team is a sum of its parts.
Right.
It all kind of works together.
Brogdon is a three-year player, looks like a 12-year veteran.
Right, they're already struggling without Brogdon. What do you think they do without the best player on the planet?
In that sense, though, Sparky, you're saying they would have Malcolm Brogdon back.
Yeah.
And that would be...
No, but still, you're taking off.
Yes, I understand.
The best player
on
the planet.
Yes, I understand.
You're already struggling without Brogdon.
Well, second-best player in the league, but yes.
Well, he's a
second-best player in the league?
Well, right now, James Harden's the best player in the league.
Oh, that's debatable.
That's another show.
Yeah, I'm just saying, man. Yeah, I get it's debatable.
That's debatable.
And he is continuing to make it more and more of a debate.
You'll find out about Harden once again, because in playoffs, he disappears.
He's gotten his team to the conference finals before.
But you know what his problem is, though, too? Is the other guy that's always hurt.
Chris Paul.
Yeah.
They were up 3-1 on the Warriors last year. And then Chris Paul gets hurt.
Can't do it. But that's okay. I mean, everybody needs some help. I mean, I don't. That lets you know he's not LeBron.
Sure.
Because LeBron is the only one, somebody that did some mess like that. Took a bunch of jokers to a doggone.
In a really, really weak East, if we're talking about.
I mean, it is what it
is. Okay. Yeah, you're talking about last year. I was talking about way back in the day. But I get exactly what you're saying. Yep.
That too. I don't think they can, because I don't value Middleton maybe as much as you do to go get his own shot to do what he need to do. I don't see that. I think Bledsoe, all these guys, I think they play a role, and I think they are who they are, and I think they get really good looks because of Giannis Leroy. What you think?
No, it's hard to take a guy that leads in every category off a team. I think if you take any team and you take their top player off, they're going to be bad. Because they're not used to playing without that particular guy. That's a lot of pressure to put on them. But, hey, listen, if there's any argument that benefits something positive about Chris Middleton, I'll buy it.
That's all.
Right.
Because I would love to see that.
Which means Leroy don't really want to go out there. But he knows if this young thing goes.
It's a wrap, man. Come on.
It's a wrap.
They don't even have another championship.
We keep debating all the time who's the second guy.
But the Packers weren't even a playoff team without Rodgers. I'm saying they're a playoff team without Giannis. And part of the other reason that we didn't discuss is I think Budenholzer is a hell of a coach, and they would adjust.
I'm saying, Steve, you may be right if you look at Orlando, because I think they can beat Orlando.
To be a playoff team.
If they're an AC, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because of the NBA. No, I may not disagree with you on that.
Hey, Auburn's about to choke this bad boy away against New Mexico State.
Well, they might. I mean, I got Auburn going. How many rounds you got Auburn going?
I'd have to look.
I had them losing this game.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't think I do. I got these jokers going a couple rounds.
Also had a little bit of side work on this one, so this has been a little bit of a distracting last
Auburn,
couple of minutes.
I got Auburn playing, Kansas and losing to Kansas.
New Mexico State now down one with 6.5 seconds left.
Oh,
on Auburn.
6.5 seconds left.
It's going to be a battle 50-45 between Leroy Butler's Florida State Seminoles against the Vermont Catamounts. We'll keep you updated on that. And the Milwaukee Brewers have named their starting rotation, and one relief pitcher not named Jeremy Jeffress getting shut down again. We'll talk about the latest Brewers news as we are a week away. 1 week from this time, they will be playing real baseball at Miller Park against the St. Louis Cardinals. And we're talking to Adam McAlvey next, Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. But first, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and these words from Wendy's.
Yeah, buddy. Wendy's is the place where you're going to want to go, regardless if the Bucks win or not. But when they do win, and they didn't win last night, unfortunately, against Cleveland. But when the Bucks do win, you win at Wendy's. Now, let me tell you how great of a deal this truly is at Wendy's and how this works. All you have to do after the Bucks win, it doesn't matter if it's a home game, doesn't matter if it's a road game, doesn't matter if you had tickets to the game. None of that really matters. All that matters is you know that they won. You then go into Wendy's and you simply say, hey, look, I want to do the Bucks win, you win promotion. Then you know what happens? Then all you have to do at that point is buy yourself a medium drink. Purchase yourself a medium drink, and then they're going to give you something for free. And it's going to be food for free. How cool is that as well? Now, what exactly do you get if you get that? Well, do you like chili? Do you like chili? You get a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger. Mm. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. And then when that happens, you tweet to Sparky Radio, to 105.7 FM The Fan, a picture of you eating your junior bacon and cheeseburger or you consuming your Wendy's free small chili, either one. You tweet at us so we could see enjoying some free food on Wendy's, courtesy of the Bucks getting a win.
And you're going to enjoy some Brewers talk. Adam McAlvey next, Wendy's Big Show.
There's a good life right across the screen here. And each generation says it from afar. No check on our appetite. So Greenfield's turned to brown like paper and fire. Paper and fire, sticking up the ashtray. Paper and fire, blowing down the alleyways. Who's to say?
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, John Mellencamp on a Throwback Thursday, brought to you by Master Z's. Quickly before Adam McAlvey joins us from Phoenix, Arizona, our nominations for a Throwback Thursday. See Sparky Pfeiffer, for the reigning winner. Your nomination is...
No Doubt.
Ooh, okay. Look, Gwen Stefani. I like that. Leroy Butler.
I go with Usher.
Okay. Usher works for me. Gary?
Give me the Stones, cuz.
Rolling Stones for Gary Ellerson. Anthony Mandela?
Can't hear you.
He can't hear. There you go.
There you go. You got me now?
Yeah, we got you.
Lionel Richie and all them.
Lionel Richie and all them. That works out very well.
Richie's covered a Summerfest. I plan on being
there.
Saw
the billboard on my way into work today.
Yeah.
I saw some listener tweet in Tony Hawk Pro Skater soundtrack. I'm going to go with that. There's a lot of Blitzkrieg pop, a lot of Jeff Orlowski songs.
Pretty sure
that he would enjoy. Very, very well. Adam McAlvey next.
Let's get the latest on the crew from insider Adam McAlvey. Brought to you by the Law Offices of Thomas Morola. Online at morolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the only station Brewers fans need. Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
He writes for Brewers.com and MLB.com and covers the Brewers for us here on the Wendy's Big Show. He is Adam McAlvey. He's down in Phoenix, Arizona. We appreciate his time as always, Adam. First off, Chase Anderson going to be one of the five left out of the Brewers starting rotation as they announced today. Chacin, Woodruff, Davies, Peralta, and what am I missing here? Corbin Burns. Goodness gracious. God. No, Chase Anderson.
Absolutely butchered.
Well, that's because he's distracted by college basketball. Yeah. Auburn just barely beat New Mexico State. That's why he's distracted. But Davies is the five in this rotation with Chacin as a one. Were you surprised?
The order is not that relevant. It's partly matchups. They like Davies against the Reds instead of against the Cardinals. And I think that's partly why they did it that way. I think that the news there is, A, it's going with the kids. And the way council put it is, it's just time to give starts in the organization's mind to Woodruff Burns and Freddie Peralta. And the effect of that is that Chase Anderson goes to the bullpen to start the season. But I think the idea that they made clear is he's going to start for them this year. Jimmy Nelson is going to start for them this year. Last year they needed 10, 11 if you count the Dan Jennings thing in St. Louis. They needed 10 guys. So, that, you know, we just named 7. They're going to need more than those 7 probably. And I think that's the way they're looking at it, more kind of as a whole than getting hung up on the first 5. But it is notable in that they're going to give these starts to the young kids. And with all the stuff they have going on in their bullpen all of a sudden, getting innings from those guys is going to be really important, because you cannot do games like they did in September and October in April through August. So they're going to need innings from those young guys.
I love it. That's how I wanted the rotation to look, those front 4, and then I didn't care who the 5 was between Davies and Chase Anderson. So I'm happy. What about Corey Knebel? That did not make me happy yesterday.
No.
And then Council made it even worse today with what he had to say.
Yeah, it's bad. You know, the manager doesn't say it's a cause for concern unless it's really cause for concern.
And it's an elbow.
And it's an elbow. And remember when the Brewers got Corey Knebel from the Rangers in the Giovanni Gallardo trade, he had a sprained elbow. He never – I don't think – well, I know. He never had surgery. But I remember the first camp, they were real careful with that elbow. And, you know, he's remained pretty healthy with his arm since then. And the stuff he's had is more leg. And I think there was an oblique in his history too. But it's very concerning. Dr. Rosh is here today to see if there's an MRI that either has happened or will be happening. And it's just from their early read on the situation, it doesn't sound very good, very promising at all. And, you know, it's coupled with having Jeremy Jeffress out. And, look, they feel like he is on a path. Now, he threw a bullpen today, and it happened when it was closed to us. So we're going to have to get information on that afterwards. But you hope there's no news out of that, which means he just threw his pen and, you know, there's nothing to report, which would be a very good thing. If he gets on a good path, they're thinking mid-April for Jeremy Jeffress. But that's a little red flag, too, because both of those guys carried a heavy load last year. And when the Knebel stuff came out yesterday, I saw some comments like, well, this guy threw 55 innings. Why, you know, why is he – that's not a heavy load. But think of how he got to that total. Mm-hmm. It was – 5 weeks he missed in April and May when he had the hamstring injury. Then he had the 10-week sort of pseudo-demotion at the end of August when he was struggling. And then he came back and pitched a ton. And he pitched 16 games in September, those huge games down the stretch. And then he pitched in 9 of their 10 postseason games. So he carried a load last year, even if the numbers don't add up to, you know, huge alarming innings. And, you know, there can be a price to pay in relievers. When guys log a lot of innings last year, the next year it often takes a toll on them. See Matt Albers, 2018, and look at his year before that. So it's definitely a concerning thing, and they're going to have to rely on the other arms in that pen, including Matt Albers. If I'm a Brewers fan, I'm rooting very hard for Matt Albers. You don't see a lot of that on social media, but if I'm a fan of the team, he's going to be a key guy in the early going.
I think before this year is up, if Knebel's out for the year, even if they sign Kimbrel, I think before the end of the year, Zach Brown's in the back end of this pen at some point. I think that's how this is going to end up being.
And look at the history. Zach Brown is minor league player of the year coming off that year. The last year, that was Corbin Burns. The year before that, it was Brian Woodruff.
Yep.
They won that award. The next year, they wound up pitching out of the Brewers' bullpen.
Yep.
So it is very possible that that's the case. Zach Brown has this kind of bulldog mentality. He could be very good in that role if it comes to that. And look, the other guy is Jimmy Nelson. So I asked Craig Council this because people had asked me about the idea of bringing in Jimmy Nelson as like a reliever and a way to kind of limit his innings and ease him back into the big leagues. And Craig Council said, no, the plan is start. That's where they feel he's best. But if it comes down to, you know, need and based on where Jimmy Nelson is and his comeback, you know, the idea of letting him go out there and pitch a couple innings at a time doesn't sound like the worst idea to me if that's where the need is. So I think that's something to think about, too. And then the other guy that I would say is Corbin Burns. And the reason you might think about it for that is if your greater need is in the pen and you feel like you have depth in the rotation if not the big name guys. Corbin Burns is really, really good for Craig Counsell in those high leverage, late inning relief situations in the postseason last year. So he's a guy you know can thrive in that situation. And that's something that I, you know, if I play armchair GM for a second, I would kind of think about a little bit. So, you know, all that's going to depend on how he throws the ball as a starting pitcher to begin the year. But you know, they have some pieces that they can kind of move around, and they've shown a willingness to do that. And they've kind of gotten players to buy into this, you know, the I think it was kind of Lee Tunnel who started the phrase, the any guy, any time mentality that they used in the bullpen last year.
Talking baseball with Adam McAlvey a week before spring training. Adam, Ben Gamel goes yard yesterday, and they're still now just a week away from having to make that decision on that final spot for a position player.
Well, I mean, I'd be shocked if that decision isn't made. I think Eric Thames is on the team. You know, it's depth. It's not setting the opening day roster, is not picking the 25 best guys. It's about depth and how your pieces fit together. Everything we've heard is that Thames is in, and that means probably if you're going to carry the extra pitcher, which I think they will, that means you've got Hernan Perez in there, and then I've got Saladino and Spangenberg option to start the year, beginning in the minors. But again, coming up to Milwaukee at some point, playing a role in the big league throughout the season, just not as of opening day. And I've definitely got Gamel on the team. I think you need an extra true outfielder when Ryan Braun has the last couple of years, the way they've gone, or he's going to need days. There are going to be days where his back's bad. There's going to be a DL stint in there somewhere. You kind of have to plan for those things based on the recent seasons. So I think you want an extra true outfielder. And Ben Gamel is the guy that they feel definitely comfortable in the corners and comfortable enough to play him in center field.
Rumors on Dallas and Kimbrel, is still, those guys still lingering out there. They've moved on. We've heard some pretty you're my source. I don't care about some of these other sources. They're in heated talks. You know how they put this stuff out there. Where are they at with this kind of rumors?
Well, Kimbrel makes a lot of sense right now. You know, he made sense. You could make an argument for him the way they run their pitching staff before these guys went down. So, you know, it's going to be a matter of his original ask was like $6 and $120 million, $100 million, whatever it was. I mean, that's not happening. But if it is a Yasmani Grandal situation, a Mike Moustakas situation, and this becomes a 1 year, you know, you have a chance to bring a guy in 1 year, maybe 2 years with the second really backloaded, it certainly would make sense, and it also makes a lot of sense, a lot more sense in light of the news about Corey Knebel, of why this would come up when it did. So right. I would definitely put it in the realm of possibility, and I would put Kimbrel as way more, having a way higher chance of actually happening than Keuchel.
Talking with Adam McAlvey here on the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM. The Fan. Brewers start to get underway here in just a few minutes in Arizona. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Jimmy Nelson now and where he's on track to be as far as when you think he may eventually make his way back up to the big leagues after starting out in AAA.
Well, I am currently on one of those backfields because he's pitching in a minor league game, so I'm going to check that out. And he's up, you know, around, you know, he's getting into now the four innings, 60 pitches sort of territory. Then you'd go 75, then you'd go 90. And then you're sort of at the level you'd need to be if you want to start a major league game. So you kind of map it out on the calendar. And, you know, potentially if today goes well and the next step goes well, you know, you could see him going to San Antonio. And maybe even after a start, he's theoretically in the mix should you have a need. Now, again, there's ifs all over the place in terms of how he's throwing the ball, how he feels, how he's bouncing back, what the stuff looks like. All those variables they sort of deal with on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, players always talk about the one day at a time cliche. Jimmy Nelson has really, I mean, he's a guy you can see would buy into that because of the stuff he's gone through over the last year and a half, and he's really sort of thinking in those terms, I think, from outing to outing and almost pitch to pitch. So I think he's got to clear this today. He's getting to the point now where he's getting up and down enough times in these games that you're going to get a really good read on what the stuff looks like. And it's not just, you know, an inning here, two or three innings there. He's now basically, you know, he's really pitching now. So they're going to get a lot more information about what sort of stuff he's bringing. That last outing where he hit 95 was really encouraging. He was totally fired up. And if he has more outings like that, you know, he's going to push to get up to the big league. So again, the way they're looking at their pitching is more of like as a group, as a unit, versus, you know, having top guys and then you fill in the last spots behind these top guys. They're more of a, you know, it's depth over star power. They feel like they can cover innings that way, but it's going to require health, and that's why the stuff happening at the back end of the bullpen is concerning right now.
All right, you lead us into our next question, and we're going to do this question next. Jeffries and Knable down. How concerned are you for the month of April?
Well, I think they should be quite concerned because it's a gauntlet coming right out of the gate. It's, you know, lots of St. Louis, lots of L.A., Cubs are in there. I mean, they have a grueling April schedule. And, you know, the saying you can't win the division in April, but you can lose it sort of springs your mind a little bit. If you get off to a bad start and you get buried and injuries kill you and there's setbacks to some of your key guys, you know, it could be a real problem if you don't kind of tread water here in the early going. So, you know, I'm not suggesting that everybody like panic if they drop a couple of series to start the year, but I think there is a sense of urgency to get the season off on a good start because you're playing some critical games that are going to tell you a whole lot about what kind of team you are. The schedule makers did this team really no favors this year, and they're going to have to now. I mean, you deal with it. The schedule is the schedule. It's not going to change. The injuries are the injuries. They're not going to change. You kind of have to deal with it as you go and hope that you've built enough depth in your organization heading into this thing that you can cover these difficult times.
Adam, enjoy your last couple of days in Phoenix. Are you going to Montreal with the team and then coming back here to Milwaukee?
I am not. We will have someone there, so we will have coverage from Montreal. There's inevitably going to be a player acquisition. David Stearns has picked up a reliever in the last days of camp 3 straight years. I guarantee you. Well, no, I can't. Nothing. I have a strong suspicion that streak will continue. So we'll have people there, and I'll be writing, and the roster will get set Thursday morning on opening day. So there'll be plenty of stuff on the site, but I will be back home reacclimating to some humidity.
I want to ask you something else. So let's say, worst case scenario, let's say it's Tommy John for Knable, right?
Yeah.
So let's say he's done.
Yep.
What type of pressure does that put on Stearns then and the owner to maybe pay more than they want to pay for Craig Kimbrel if they are in go-for-it-now mode, which is what they've shown to be this offseason?
Well, the way I would put that is Craig Kimbrel's price didn't go down in the last 24 hours with this Corey Knable move.
For sure.
You know, it makes the Brewers a prime suitor. And look, Braves fans are just as antsy and clamoring for the Braves to bring him back because they're in a bad bullpen situation. And, you know, our friends from the Los Angeles Dodgers are here at American Family Field today. They're dealing with issues in their starting rotation with Bueller and Clayton Kershaw. So, you know, there are many teams right now that have a need for pitching and many fan bases that are kind of freaking out about the health of their club right now. And when you see these big dudes, Kimbrel and Keuchel, still sitting out there in free agency, I don't blame fans for kind of throwing up their hands and saying, let's go get these guys. I mean, they can't hurt you. They can only help you. And when it's not your money to spend, it's very frustrating to see those guys sitting out there. So there's, you know, look, David Stearns is opportunistic. He's going to do things when the deal makes sense. And again, if you can get he got Grandal that way. He got Moustakas that way. If Craig Kimbrel becomes available on a short-term deal like that, you got to at least think about it. You got to see if you can get that payer, those dollars together.
No doubt. Adam McAlvey, we appreciate the time, man, and enjoy safe travels back home, and we'll see you next week out at opening day.
All right. See you guys.
That's Adam McAlvey joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from Brewers.com, MLB.com, and right here joining us each week on the Wendy's Big Show. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935. four-time Pro Bowler, has signed in the NFL, and the Milwaukee Brewers still looking possibly for more bullpen help for that month of April. Wendy's Big Show, three more hours, rolls on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.